Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Miss Sophie Hagan!
Pretend my skirt isn't falling down and opening
Ooh,
itself.
We're seeing your tattoo, Sophie.
Oh, hello.
Sophie got a tattoo while in Melbourne.
We don't have time.
I think people are interested.
We don't know. This is not about my body, it's about my wisdom.
Hello, Sophie.
Hi, Deborah.
And good afternoon to you here in sunny Melbourne.
It's not sunny at all.
But, well, it's advertised as sunny.
I'm so disappointed. Everyone were like, ooh, Australia, they have sun when you have...
It's autumn cold. Here.
It's autumn here,
and Melbourne is known Australia-wide for having grey and chilly weather.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
No one told me that.
They didn't? No. It's known Australia-wide.
I am so upset.
Well, outside Australia, people just go, it's down under. It's definitely going to be beautiful and warm the whole time, 40 degrees. No, it's not.
I'm so angry.
Melbourne is the London of Australia.
Ah, I can never escape.
That's
I can never escape.
If they had a comedy festival somewhere with beautiful weather and a beach, then no one would come to it.
I've chosen the wrong business to be in. I should be like in the beach business.
There's no business like the beach business. Like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. That is actually true in the case of beach business. Although it isn't. You don't want to do beach business. It's because
sand gets everywhere. It gets everywhere.
Sandy. So, what are you going to do for your femininity challenge, Sophie? Because the next show's theme is femininity.
I love that topic. I want to go to where they know everything, which is the internet. And then I'm going to look up how to be masculine.
Oh.
And then I'm going to do all the things, or some of the things, depending on what they say. I'm going to do all those things. And then I want to see if I can become a real man.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe I can get a broad. Is that what you call it? A bird?
Get abroad.
No, like a woman.
Yes.
Not like, get
like,
abroad.
Like, yeah. Like,
not go internationally.
Are you going to be a 1940s gangster?
I hope so.
Get abroad.
Get abroad, yeah.
She's some kind of broad.
I'm not good at...
I don't think regular British or Australian or American men now just say, get abroad.
What do they say? What's pull a...
Pull a chick.
Pull a chick.
You're going to pull a chick, Sophie.
I think once I get as masculine as I can, I might. I mean, it might just happen. It might just be women...
Throwing themselves at my
right, feet. Well, and I have to go, like, listen, goes. Listen, broad.
Are you dealing with masculinity to see femininity in relief? Is that so you can understand femininity through going to the extremes of masculinity?
Here's what I think. I think masculinity will feel in the same way as the first time we wore our stage uniform, which people will not know if they haven't seen it live. We always wear nice suits on stage. And when I first wore, like, a man's suit, it just felt so powerful. It just felt like, oh, wait, they dress that way to feel this way. That's amazing.
They have shoulder pads and ties and...
Yeah, make them feel bigger and stronger. Yeah, it's amazing.
They can jangle their change in.
Like changes in money. Mm. Okay, so it's not like
in
a word for balls.
Mm. No.
Oh, okay. No. I don't speak... It's not my first language.
Not everything in English is means innuendo balls. For testicles.
But so. It's very important finding out what is and what isn't.
Sure, there are a lot of words, and I see why change would have thrown me.
What are you going to do for your...
I am going to go to a restaurant dressed in very feminine clothing. I think a lot of people think I'm feminine, but my clothes are very... They're stylish, but they are structured and black. I don't wear pastels. I don't wear pretty. So I'm going to go and try and wear pretty clothes.
Like flowers and,
be,
and stuff.
Yes, flowers and stuff, and be quite demure. Flowers and ribbons and just the construct, the social gendered construct of demure femininity.
Ball gown.
Possibly. And then I'm going to go in very masculine clothes, as much as I can look like a man without dragging up. And... see what those experiences are like. Sit in a very masculine way, manspread. Feel what it's like to take up that space, have a masculine attitude, as much as we really know what that is. Just the typical constructs of femininity and masculinity. And I'm going to see what I can learn from playing in that space.
That's very interesting. I'm very excited about that. Do I get to see you in a flowery little dress with
you may do.
Pink hat?
Yeah.
Is it going to be pink hats?
It will not be a pink hat, but there may be ribbons in my hair or bows.
Oh my God.
Because I don't do that kind of thing.
No.
Because I'm not a 12-year-old girl, so,
I think you're being judgmental towards 12-year-old girls.
And if you're a 12-year-old girl listening, I think it's very suitable that you wear a bow in your hair.
Okay, well, I'm excited, so good luck with yours. And if anyone wants to either tweet us, if they want to do the challenge themselves, do tweet us your experiences at GuiltFemPod, or go join our Facebook group, the Guilt Feminist Podcast, and let us know how you go about it there.
Sounds good, and we'll see you at that episode if you're in Melbourne, and we'll see you there live. Our special guest is Hannah Gadsby, a brilliant Australian comedian.
Yeah, but realistically, by the time you listen to this, it'll have happened.
Yeah.
But it was very lovely seeing you there, probably.
That's true. If you turned up, we appreciate it.
You were great, hopefully. So, see you next time.
Bye.
Deborah, do you have anything you like to plug?
Yes, I'm doing a new podcast called Global Pillage, which everyone here can listen to.
Can we do it without me booing because I didn't laugh?
What?
I booed because I feel like you're cheating on me, but they didn't laugh, so can we do it without me booing?
Okay. Yeah. You're doing the podcast, so you can't.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm cheating on you with you. I'll just close my eyes and imagine you're someone else. I'm doing a new podcast called Global Pillage, and it is a diverse podcast. It's all the questions about diversity.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.